John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show, Hotel Mars episode, and David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show, is here to report on what is apparently a delay in the plans to return to manned space from an American soil with an American spacecraft and an American crew. David, a very good evening to you. The first detail is the launch did not happen today. Why not, and when is it rescheduled? Good evening to you, David.
Good evening. So it did not happen because of a weather delay, and this is a weather delay that is much broader than just the Cape where the launch pad is, because it's a capsule, and the areas in the ocean where it can come down, if it aborts, have to have good weather too. So that extends around 1,000 miles out east into the Atlantic, and that entire zone has to have acceptable weather, and that was not the case today. So the next opportunity for going to the space station is on Saturday, followed by Sunday.
The NASA Kennedy Space Center in Florida. However, the detail here is this is not a NASA operation. This is a SpaceX operation. SpaceX was seeded by billions of dollars from NASA some years back. SpaceX is now delivering the booster, the Falcon 9, delivering the capsule, the Dragon, delivering the astronauts, the SpaceX nauts, and delivering their uniforms all together in a package. And David, I believe, I'm always leaping to conclusions here, I believe that this was all created in these last years because of SpaceX's success. The U.S. has not had an ability to reach the ISS since the last shuttle. Is that correct, David?
Correct. And so we're a little over 9 years since America has been able to fly humans in space. So this was going to be about 9+ years. When it takes place now, either Saturday or Sunday.
What we did in the interim was we hired seats on the Soyuz spacecraft, which worked fine enough, but there were always quality control issues for Roscosmos. And there was always the question of whether this was a companionable deal made between the U.S. and Russia, given the troubles in Ukraine, in Syria, and across what is called the new Cold War. So back to SpaceX. Elon Musk is the mastermind of SpaceX. You tell me that there was a parade today. How so, David?
I did not see the parade, but when you look at what they did to get the astronauts to the rocket, there's a parade of Tesla cars. And you're not seeing what you saw in the space shuttle days or the Apollo days. You've got these people in fashionable spacesuits, no portable air conditioners hanging in their hands. I mean, they're really designer spacesuits. The crew helping them get in is all in designer outfits that are black with black masks for COVID and hoods. And then they have a number on their back in order to identify who the employee is, since you can't tell since they're all masked up, and boots and gloves and everything else. And it's like an entire design runway parade of Tesla cars, astronauts getting into the cars, getting down there. There's no NASA band, and everything is Tesla and SpaceX. And it's a completely different scenario than anything we've ever seen before.
It was launch pad 39, right? That's the famous one.
39A, which I was lucky to be on when it was still configured for the shuttle. I've never been on it since it's been remodeled. But SpaceX rebuilt it for the Falcon 9, and they rebuilt it for efficiencies and obviously for the Falcon 9 characteristics, but everything also has a design function. So the gangplank, there is no white room anymore, but the ability to get into the capsule, which they showed in detail as the astronauts got into the capsule, all of that is very different, and it has design flair to it. Elon and his team are very, very aware of how things look and aesthetics, and it shows.
There is another space capsule that NASA paid for or invested in. It's built by Boeing. Is that also scheduled to launch to ISS sometime in future? I believe it's called the Starliner. Is that correct, David?
Yeah, Starliner. CST-100 is the sort of official name for it. And, yes, that is encountering delays. They had some testing problems. If you remember, they thought it was a software glitch, and then of course Boeing has had problems. So I'm not aware that there's actually a date set, but it is also supposed to take American crew to the space station, and that would be on an Atlas V rocket by ULA, which is an exceedingly good and reliable rocket. But I don't have a date for the CST-100. SpaceX is definitely going to beat them into space, that's for sure.
All right, this is SpaceX's operation. They have launched the Dragon capsule nearly two dozen times with cargo. This is the first time they've launched it with human beings on board. Was it dramatic changes over? I noticed this is a very commodious capsule.
Well, it's simplified, but inside it's designed for up to seven crew members. But unlike a space shuttle or the Apollo capsule with knobs and buttons and computers, it's mostly viewing screens, and it's very virtual and modern and realistic, and the chairs swivel, so the astronauts don't necessarily have to turn to see a different monitor and work a different monitor. Everything is touch screens. I mean, it is really high tech, and very clean looking when they show you the pictures of the inside and the control system. It's not at all like a cluttered counts console and dashboard of Apollo or the space shuttle. It's very modern, and hopefully all of it works and serves a good purpose. I mean, Elon not only builds to achieve a purpose with efficiency, but he really does add for design. And when you get a chance to see the inside of the Dragon crew capsule, you will see that design. It's just all over the place.
The astronauts are headed to ISS, but before they get there, Falcon 9 takes off and over this 1,000-mile range. And the booster, the Falcon 9 booster, does it come back to Kennedy?
No, it will come back on a barge like they have done many, many times before. And the capsule continues on to orbit. And it starts playing chase up, as you know, to go catch up to the space station over around 12 to 13 hours, rendezvous and docks. And then it comes back home the next day with cargo and things from the station that they want to send back to Earth.
So the capsule, the capsule's coming back by itself, or will it have a crew on?
No, it comes back by itself, and it comes back down in the ocean. And unlike what we saw with Apollo, guess who's out in the ocean to meet that capsule and pick it up? A SpaceX ship, not a NASA vehicle, not the U.S. Navy. A SpaceX ship is going to go meet the capsule floating in the hour in the ocean, and they're supposed to be able to get to the capsule within an hour of touchdown.
David Livingston is Dr. Space of The Space Show, spaceshow.com. We're anticipating the SpaceX launch in these next hours. Saturday is the window. David said Sunday is also a window to launch to the ISS. The first non-NASA manned commercial launch from the U.S. soil using U.S. equipment with U.S. astronauts in a little over 9 years. I'm John Batchelor. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N.